NPR's business news starts with ogling Google. Google Glass is the company's digital interactive eyewear. It's been in the works for a while, and as NPR's Steve Henn reports, Google is now inviting members of the public to try them out. But there's a catch. To get a pair, you have to win a contest by coming up with creative uses for the gadget, and then you'll have to hand over some cash.
Nothing makes people want something quite as much as a velvet rope that's holding them back. At least that seems to be Google's thinking when it comes to promoting its high-tech, augmented reality glasses called Google Glass. This week, Google released a video showing ballerinas, skydivers, kids, trapeze artists, and hot air balloonists filming their lives, hands-free, from a first-person perspective. And they did all this simply by talking to their glasses.
Okay, Glass, take a picture.
Now Google says 8,000 pairs of these interactive augmented reality glasses are going to be sold to the public for $1,500 a pop. But first, you have to win the right to buy this gadget by telling Google what kinds of wonderful and creative things you'll do with them.
I would use them to find ways to augment information for disaster responders worldwide.
Gisli Olofsson at NetHope helps disaster responders incorporate new technologies. Communicating hands-free in a disaster area is a big plus.
Exactly.
Google Glass could be perfect, but not all the responses posted online have been as high-minded. Some of the most popular have been, sadly, predictable. Cat videos. Steve Henn, NPR News, Silicon Valley.